The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Power is on the store, 15 to 20 million.
I am your future.
Isn't
it about time for a change?
We're our national leader.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products, with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM. As you know, we serve southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware with our broadcast. And we have a lot of things that we're going to be discussing today. And I'm looking forward to having a very special guest on with us. I'd like to take this opportunity to remind you to contact family and friends, invite them to tune in. I know this is the day before Thanksgiving in their home doing different things. And if they have Alexa, they can just go, "Alexa, 860 AM radio," and it will come right up. And also, there is a link on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. You just click on the Listen Live link, and after the broadcast, it's up forever. On our Listen Live link, people can go back several years and hear the good things that we have been promoting here on our broadcast, and of course, urging people to support American-made and products and support American workers, make America great. Now, I'd like to say a special thank you and a special Thanksgiving wish to all of you. And of course, to Mark Andel, founder of the Made in America store, Larkin Conley, national small business advocate, Rich Logis, principal of RJL Technology Integration, and our engineer is Henry Chaplinsky, and I'm Michael Blihash, always pleased to let you know what we're trying to do in a positive way to make good things happen here in the USA. And first of all, before I go further, happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners all over the USA and to our 21 radio affiliates who promote our broadcast and our commentaries each week during their programs. I want to also say thank you to everybody who's helping us promote November as Made in America Month. Remember, we started this program on this broadcast, November as a Made in America Month, and it's helped a lot of people. People are going out of their way looking for American made as much as they can. And I'm pleased to offer everyone our Thanksgiving wishes. Spread the word about all of our efforts to your family and friends during the Thanksgiving holiday. And as you know, this Friday is Black Friday, another opportunity for all of us to go out and support our businesses. And of course, while you're doing that, look for as much American made as you possibly can. And also, our ongoing efforts during the coronavirus pandemic have really helped a lot of our businesses. They've been struggling through this process. Many of them had to be closed down for long periods of time. And during December, we're going to ask all of you to go out of your way. And during December, we all celebrate some type of holiday. We buy gifts for families and friends and have little parties. Go out and support all of your local small and medium-sized businesses, because they do employ more than 60 million people here in the USA, and 70% of every dollar spent at local businesses is really recirculated in local communities. People often say, well, how is that possible, Michael? Well, because local businesses can remain open and keep those people employed. That's the main thing. And all kinds of delivery and marketing services are able to be continued. And then you have local as well as federal and state taxes are able to be collected and, you know, support the community services that we all enjoy. And this month-long effort helps American-based manufacturers, local service providers maintain their workers and remain in business. Everybody has to make a profit to remain in business. So as we finalize the last days of November as American Made Month and go to December as Small Business Month, do go out of your way to look for American made and help our people stay employed and our employers be a success. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today I have a very special guest joining us. In some cases, I would say he's part of a miracle-making group. He helps people. This company is very, very special. I know them. They're in Northeast Philadelphia, and they've opened various facilities to help people. I want this person to come on, Jack LaWall, to come on. He's one of the owner-operators of Harry J. LaWall and Son Orthotics and Prosthetics. The company was founded in 1977. It's a family-owned and operated company. Now, Jack is part of the business himself since 1984. They have 16 locations in four states, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and Florida, and they employ over 200 people who make miracles happen. They've been selected as the Family-Owned Business of the Year in 2018 by the Philadelphia Media Network, which is owned by the Inquirer, Daily News, and Philly.com. So this is a very special person. In fact, I want to ask Jack. He hired 25 kids from Father Judge High School there in Northeast Philadelphia, and 22 out of the 25 are still employed there at Harry J. LaWall and Son. And recently they opened some new facilities, and I'm going to introduce Harry to our panel members, Larkin Conley, Rich Logis, Mark Andel. Please, Harry, LaWall is very, very special to us, and I'm going to have his son, Jack, give us a presentation. Jack, welcome to the broadcast.
Mike, thank you for letting me support America Made. I'm proud to be with you today.
Tell us a little bit about how this all came about, and the magic and the great things that you do for people. Give us an idea of what's happening.
Well, I feel I'm blessed to help the public and the people who need my support. We do have a small miracles as our motto, and it's just something we do every day. It's just little things we improve people's lives. I am blessed to make a living doing this, and it is a great way to help people. My grandfather, when he was 4 years old, was ran over by a trolley train, and he lost his leg. And that was in 1930, I think it was. And my grandfather struggled, and as time went on, my father and my mom's brother got involved in a business, and my father made my grandfather his leg. And from there, 45 years later, we are a very successful company, and we're making over 200 legs a month now. We started out, we're making one leg every 2 months, and we also help people who have strokes or spinal bifida or MS, and we do a lot of bracing in the human body. So what I am is a mechanic of the human body and a psychiatrist, part of my day also, trying to get people upbeat. Because when you lose a limb, sometimes you're a little bit down in your luck and you don't know what's in front of you. And my job is to navigate patients to get them up, moving, and tell them it comes from them. If they want to do it, we can do it together.
Jack, you are the best. And believe me, when I have spoken to some of our veterans who tell me that they've done work with you, they say, I just can't believe. When this first happened to me, I never believed that I would be able to get up again and walk. When I first had the accident, or when I was first brought back from service, I had no idea that this was going to be my future, but I never believed I'd be able to walk. Some of these good souls, I have to tell you, even when you go to like the veterans parade and all, and you see these people, it's hard to detect. So when I say you're like a miracle person, you are. And your attitude, when I send people to you, I say, go there, talk to these people, and they will be able to help you out. Because you're right there. You've been on Frankfurt Avenue at the 8800 block for a long time. And so that is the place where miracles happen. And no one realizes how important a service like this is. Jack, I know that you went and you opened up a few additional places. How are you finding, you know, your ability to keep your 200 people employed?
It's been great. No, it's been great. We treat our people with respect, and they treat us with respect. And we really believe that nobody's too good. I can pick up a broom as fast as anybody else can. So I think that means a lot. And it was a little bit of hardship for people to move. It was about a 17-mile move. We have a bus that we pick up people in Northeast Philly on Frankfort Avenue, 7:30 in the morning, and bring them up there. So that has worked great. We have really not lost any staff because we are blessed. We are actually looking to hire at this point. So if you know anybody looking for a job, they should contact us.
You heard it on this radio broadcast. This is very important. You know, Jack, there's so many things happening these days with the pandemic and people not able to leave their homes. We have a lot of people, and you know this as well as I do, being in human services, we have a lot of people who were not able to get those people in their homes during the pandemic. Their services were cut back, and therefore family had to stay with the grandparents and sometimes the parents. And it's just been a very difficult situation all across the board. Then when you have a disabling situation, the way you make miracles happen, it's all, you know, more important, your type of services, human services, and the people that haven't been able to get back to work. I want you to know that things are going to change if we keep together and stick together. Jack, I want to introduce you to some of our good panel members who have been helping us for a number of years. And no one better to start us off today is Larkin Conley. Larkin, welcome Jack LaWall to our program.
Good morning, Michael, and good morning to our kind and knowledgeable audience. This fruitful day before Thanksgiving. Jack, welcome to the program. I have been working with small businesses for probably the last 10 years, promoting, starting, helping, growing. And to hear a story about a company like yours just absolutely lights my heart. It really does. It's exactly what made this country great. I thank you and your family for all you do. One of the things I was going to say towards the tail end of the broadcast was a plea to all of my fellow man to consider paying it forward on this Thanksgiving and helping somebody to make their world and their life a little bit easier and nice. And you do that all day, every day, and I much appreciate that. You spoke of a move. Could I ask you very quickly, knowing Philadelphia as I do, you moved from one side of Philly to the other?
No, what we did is we've been at the same location for 45 years in Philadelphia, and we're staying here for patient care. But the buildings that we're in was like five, there was six buildings, and over 45 years, we made it work. We put a square peg through a round hole, and we made it work every day. And the brothers who are blessed to work with every day, we're all getting a little bit too old to go up and down steps. So we decided to go out to Langhorne, and we purchased a 34,000-square-foot building, which is one floor, and it's been a little bit easier on my knees, I can tell you that, okay? The 34,000-square-foot building has all my staff up there, patient care, and has like a state-of-the-art lab that we make prosthetic devices. So it's been very exciting for me, and we just opened up 4 weeks ago. So next week will be my fifth week there, and we are right on to it. We closed this location on a Thursday to manufacturing, and we moved 45 years worth of materials and things in 4 days, and that Monday we were up running 100%. So we were blessed.
That's That's phenomenal. I would like to offer you a huge amount of money, which I will go raise somewhere, somehow, and have you go down. And I want to put you in the center of Washington Square in Washington, D.C., with a loudspeaker. And I want you to tell people in Washington, D.C., how you faced the problem and you solved it. We don't seemingly know how to do that in Washington, D.C. right now. If something comes up, we just find a new and unique way of arguing about that issue. But congratulations to you. A happy Thanksgiving. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for that all you've done for Free Enterprise and all you've done for each and every patient that you've served. Thank you.
And I thank my father and my mother. My father, he bought this business with 9 children at home, and he didn't have a big work staff. So if we wanted to, if we wanted dinner that night, he made us come in and work. And that's the truth. We wouldn't get it. And, you know, at that point, we had hamburger helper and steakums. That was our big thing. But we were thankful for my father and my mother who taught us the values. And we were trying to get our children to do the same thing. We have younger children going into the business, and we're absolutely pushing them to work for different companies that do what we do so they can have different ideas how they can improve our business. We also, when they're in school and college, we're pushing them to have business degrees also. Because when you're running a business like this, you want to help people, and you, as you said at the beginning, you have to make money to keep the lights on. So you need some people to know how to run a business and care about people also.
Well said, Jack. Jack, you are the best. I'm telling you. You see, you came from a big family. You were up there in Northeast Philadelphia. You know what it's all about. But heart means everything. And I'm very happy that you're here with us on this day before Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is a time we can be very happy that your family went into business. You have a few people that do that in the Philadelphia and surrounding areas, but you are an award-winning organization. And that means a lot, because people looked at all the other companies and said, I'm sorry to say, this company beat everybody else out. Everybody else wanted to be on the top, but your company did it. Jack, you're the best. I'm telling you, you thank your family every day, because I had a lady in South Philadelphia who had done business with you, and they thought, oh goodness, when she had, you know, had to have her leg amputated before the below the knee, they said, oh Michael, I don't think my mom is going to be ever able to get around as she did. Well, believe me, after dealing with your company, the positive attitude, after dealing with, you know, the idea of getting this person back to normal. And when you're over 60, it's not that easy to get some, like a younger person, 20 or 30, will get, you know, more into it. This person gets around. She's all around everywhere. Nobody would really know what's underneath those slacks. And she's over 60 years old. And it's because of a person like yourself and the company you have been, you know, proudly representing all these years. I can't compliment you enough.
I just want to say one more thing. It's just, it's not us. It's my employees behind us who make us look good, because they know we care and they care. So it's a combination. It's just not the people fitting the patients. It's the people behind there making the devices. They put a lot of pride into making the things right. And it is true that there are other companies out there, and somebody over 60, it is difficult to do this. And if they do get the wrong company and they have a bad experience, they will never get up and walk again. Right. So it's so important to make the experience fun, enjoyable, and yell at them a little bit too. Tell them they have to get moving. It's not all us. It comes from you too. Now, we do that.
Now, when somebody comes in and they have a knee operation, you also do all those types of braces and things like that. Tell us all the various types of items that you offer.
Well, I can tell you that most companies now do not make the devices anymore. They send them out to different places, Iceland and things like that. The walls, we pride ourselves, we make probably 80% of everything we make in our factory. So we're assembler. So we make, if someone has a foot drop, so they had a stroke and the muscle's a little weak, we would go in there and take a cast of their leg, and we would bring it back to our lab, and we would fill that cast with plaster Paris, and then we would take the cast off it, and then we have a mold of their leg. And from there, everything's custom made for the patient.
Mm-hmm.
So I am proud, like I said, I get back to say I'm proud of the staff, which helps us every day, helps me look good. I need a lot of help to look good, and they make me look good every day, these people.
Jack, and your enthusiasm is what does it. Jack, I want to be introducing you to another member of our panel. It's Rich Logis. Rich, welcome Jack LaWall to our broadcast.
Thank you, Michael, and good morning, all. And Jack, thank you so much for doing what you do. And I, you know, last week we had Mike Nolan on, who is he's here in Florida with me. Started a brand new with Mark, collaborating a Made in America store here in Florida. First one opened, many more to come. And
yep.
You guys are, you know, those who are leading. And I want to stress and emphasize that adverb, leading. Those who are leading on Made in America, you are truly doing a great service for the country. And something that I had said to Mike, and I say to Mark all the time, you know, life's not fair, right? Made in America is sexy on its own. Shouldn't really need that much to sell and get people interested in it. But it is required. And what better way to provide that service that you're doing than to continually support American jobs, good paying jobs, support American manufacturing. I bet that your supply chain issues are probably not quite as delayed as products that we're waiting for from overseas. So why is that? Well, because when you're controlling your own supply chain, a miraculous occurrence happens. You don't have to wait quite as long because you have much more control over what you're manufacturing. And unfortunately, you know, Made in America is an issue that should have large bipartisan consensus. And we have people who listen to this show of all different political ideologies. But what do we agree on is we do agree we should be making more products than not in the country. And so what I am hoping for, even though I joke that hope and prayers are for church, is that with what the country is experiencing right now, America is learning that in the adult world and not in utopia, which I know we all want to, our country seems to want to be in utopia, but in the actual real adult world, everything has a cost, monetary or otherwise. And now the entire country, Jack, is learning that this ultra dependency on overseas manufacturing, we are now paying a cost for that, monetary and otherwise. So you either pay now or you pay later. But in the real world, that bill always comes due at one point. So now you guys are leading the way to say, hey, we don't have to have this ultra dependence going forward on overseas manufacturing. So I really commend you on what you're doing. And thank you and Mark and Mike Nolan and all the people involved with our show who are they're out every day. You don't take a day off. I already can tell. You know, I'm a business owner. I don't take a day off. Mark, Mike. But that's what it takes, Jack. So I really thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Very nice. You know, I'd like to hear a little bit about your grandfather had that unbelievable accident. How did he, you know, make out right after that accident took place?
Well, he was 4 years old at that point. Things have greatly improved in 60 years. You know, at 4 years old, you can put a broomstick on the bottom of a child and he's going to get around.
Right.
You know? It's true. I mean, when you're young, people, they just adapt. So my father did great. My grandfather did great. It was part of his life. At 4 years old, it's just like putting your shirt on. He put his leg on. He played sports. He did everything. It didn't slow him down. But I could say the components that we make today at the walls are so much lighter, more durable. It has greatly improved young children's lives. In the olden days, they're made out of solid wood, so the legs are a lot heavier. But now we make them out of laminations, acrylics, carbon fibers. So we are blessed, and we make a lot of that at the walls also. So the supply chain, you're exactly right. The supply chain has not slowed us up, slowed us down at all. We're blessed because we make it here, so we're allowed to take care of the vets in a timely manner. If we were waiting for it from China or someplace else, we would not have been able to take care of the vets as quick as we have. But our turnaround for a prosthetic leg is about 2 weeks. So in about 2 weeks, if you're healed up, we get you up moving.
Yeah, well, this is unbelievable. And that is exactly what the lady, that her family called me, because they went the other direction. They went to the direction that, oh, we're going to have to get her home care services. She's not going to be able to become self-sufficient anymore. They took the whole other approach. And when I had spoken to them, I said, well, she's young yet, and she likes to get around. You better do something. You have to change that thinking. And they said, I don't think so. And when she went for the fitting, I will tell you, it's now 5, 6, maybe 6 or 7 years. The woman is over 60, but you would never know the difference when you put those slacks on. What is what? I mean, I see people with two legs have, you know, some disability walking because of a bad knee or, you know, ankle or something. This lady puts me in a situation where I feel very, very good about seeing what can be done. And we can do this. You know, Jack, this is very unusual. We've been watching America be pushed out of service in this country. Our businesses were taken out so slowly from our great country. Our people lost jobs, job skills. A lot of our schools stopped having trade programs and all of that. And here we are. We have millions of people, 36 million people living in poverty. We have a ton of people that have no job skills, that can't go into a lot of the jobs that are open right now because they never had any of that training in their younger years. So we've put ourselves in a very difficult situation, whereas your family took the challenge, never stopped having that move forward. And that is an example I'd like to see more and more families. Opening a business today is not as easy as most people think. You have to have all sorts of licensing and you name it. All the main thing is the city, the state, and the feds want to know how to tax you. That's the main thing. They're not worrying about keeping you in business or giving you a tax break to help you grow your business. Everything is, how do we tax you? Keep track on your employees. Make sure your taxes are paid. You know, Jack, you know from being in business, every business person has to pay a matching share of the FICA tax and all for the employee.
Yep.
Most people don't realize that. They think that, oh, well, it's just a, you know, that's how it goes. No, it's not that way. This is, being in business, being in any type of operation is a lot of work. So when I hear from people as I go around and talk with them and hear from listeners of our radio program, they are looking to help smaller businesses. They're looking. That's why we started National Small Business Month. We're urging people to go into their local businesses. Yes, it may be a little bit of a different situation because you have to find parking and things like that. Going to the mall, just dropping your car off in the parking lot, going into the store is very easy. But our small businesses are very important because 70 cents of every dollar is relocated in that community. The people are being paid, taxes are being paid, you know, a property's being occupied. People don't take that into consideration. They want the convenience, but not the idea of supporting. Where in your case, you did both. You stayed in business and you did all these positive things to help people relive their life in the best possible shape.
Can I say, tell you one thing that I'm proud of? I have a daughter, and she started a business last August in South Jersey. Vitality Hospice and Palliative Care. She started last August, and she's up to 54 employees already. I mean, you're right. There was so much red tape for her to get started, and she is doing well, and she is taking care of people. And she's right in South Jersey and Central Jersey, Vitality Hospice. And I'm very, very proud of my daughter. 54 employees already in about 14, 15 months.
That's what I like to hear.
That's just enormous. Jack, she's obviously inherited that gene from your grandfather, from your father and your grandfather, that runs obviously very strong through the family. And I'm going to tell you, my wife is an RN and has been for 40 years. And until her retirement, did that kind of work, home health care. And it is so needed in this country. And it's such a quick resolve to some of the short-term medical issues that we face in this country. And I congratulate your daughter. This is what made America the great, great country that it is. Your family is right in the middle of those pages of history that represent what this country really stands for.
Yeah, and I get back to it. It's the employees behind us too. Even my daughter Vitality, she has good employees, and you treat them good, and you show them respect, and you pay them a fair wage, and it's just respect goes both ways, and that's what helps businesses grow. Yeah.
You know, Jack, your daughter started her business during the pandemic. That in itself is historic, because during the pandemic, it was really hard for us to get through our social service agency people to go and do home visitations and things like that. It was tough.
Absolutely.
It was very, very brutal. And so I've been through it all. I've done many of those visitations myself, so I know what it's all about. And it's perfect. Today is a day to be thankful. Tomorrow, families will get together. They'll celebrate on Thursday, Friday, the weekend. There'll be all kinds of celebrations. I'm glad we're talking, because people listening may know someone that has someone in the family that has some difficulty and is going to experience some difficulty, and at least they know that such services are out there. Most people, you know, they have a problem. They know that they have to have an amputation of some type, and they don't know what to do. I mean, no child wants to see their mother or dad suffer in their later years, and yet there are so many good services like yourself out there to help those people. And then, of course, we have the people like your daughter is doing now, going out into the homes. These are really dedicated people. And these people that are going into the homes are also part of an important part of America's workforce and economy. They're helping people who've done great work during their lifetime. We're great workers. We're great taxpayers and great Americans. And I salute your daughter, and I salute you. I can't tell you how proud I am that you are with us today, because I said earlier, you are a magician. It's just like this family told me recently, another lady in Philadelphia told me, I just never thought, I can't believe that my dad is up and about and he's not angry. He was so angry when this happened, and he thought, this is the end of my life. I'll never be able to get around. Oh, no. After dealing business with you, he's up and about, and he remembers, of course, his problems every day when he has to put on his leg. But he remembers that hope is very important.
Yep.
Hope is
thank
very
you,
important.
You.
I can't.
Michael, can I make a point on
yes.
something that you said a few minutes ago? Because it's correct, and Jack will tell you, Larkin will tell you. You know, Michael, from your work in business history, Henry, our audio engineer, knows. Mark, I know. Jack, you know. Starting a business, you know, I'm in the world of e-commerce, so I sell on the internet, Jack. So when people ask me, you know, what's e-commerce like, I asked them, I said, have you ever been on an upside down roller coaster without a seatbelt on? And the answer is always no. And I said, well, that's what it's like, you know, in e-commerce. Now, I would say, though, for the most part, owning your own business, and Jack, I guarantee you can relate to this, and Larkin's brought this up. Have you guys noticed, and look, I'm not criticizing anyone here, but have you guys noticed that people without businesses think that those who own businesses are always like on a permanent vacation? Like,
yes,
they think that we're always out fishing or out the country club or on the golf course or, you know, on a, I don't know, like doing hot yoga in the middle of Budapest somewhere, right? Like, that's what I've noticed. Like, you get that, Jack, and it's like, oh, you own your own business. Like, you must be doing, you know, you must be making a gazillion dollars and all the freedom in the world. And I'm saying, no, you don't. That's not really what it's like.
No, I got two things. I almost feel that I run my business not to make money, to support my staff. And that's the truth. I mean, I drive a Mazda. I'm a low budget guy. I'm thankful for everything I have in life. I don't need to make millions of dollars. I'm happy what I'm doing, and I'm happy supporting the people. And people have a hard time understanding that. And some people say, well, you know, I worked for you for 30 years. I said, no, I appreciate that, but I gave you a paycheck for 30 years also. And they have a hard time understanding that. And even the health benefits, we pay for the whole family's health benefits. And it's almost cost $2,100 a month. And people don't understand that. But let's talk good things today. Let's not talk bad things.
And you know what? Let me tell you the good point, Jack, that you just said that tells me everything I need to know about you as a business leader. I have this discussion a lot in sports, you know, with the head coach, is that the job of the head coach is not to be liked. If you want to be liked, go adopt a dog, right? The job of the head coach is to get his players winning games, right? To produce, to put the players in a situation where they win. The coach doesn't coach really for his winning benefit. It's for his players to lead them to victory, right? The head coach is just, so a business owner who's there, like in your case, my case, Lark and Mark, everybody on the show, you know, people who listen to us, you know, guys like Mike Sessions, others who listen to us, they're in the position they're in to see that others succeed. That's how we sort of view our job, is to put others in position to succeed and thrive and grow. And so, you know, it's owning a business is a little bit like, you know, being a parent, right? You can't know what it's like unless you've done it. And that's why in America, and I'm hoping, Larkin, this will continue to be the case. This is why in the United States, you know, we value the entrepreneurship and the risk, because you cannot succeed without taking some of those calculated risks and, you know, putting your ass on the line. And we have come to understand that that has built our nation. As we approach Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. It's built our nation, that entrepreneurial risk-taking, you know, do what it takes to win attitude.
Well, that's what I said with my father, you know, 9 kids at home, 9 bad kids at home, and he went home. And he went and opened his business. That takes, you know, that's a lot of guts.
You know, Jack, I want to ask you a question. You hired 25 kids from Father Judge High School. Tell us about that experience.
Well, I tell you, they're hard, honest workers who've been with us for probably 25 years now. They just have, you know, they have good hearts, and we taught them. They didn't go to college. These kids were never going to college. They didn't want to go to college. And so we taught them a trade, and they have very successful lives. They make good money, as I said, because they make me look good every day. So I'm thankful for them. But the attitudes they have really helps my company.
Very good. I know some people there from Father Judge in Northeast Philly, some of the teachers and some of the hierarchy. And I know that Father Judge is changing some of its format in the last 2 years, where they are going to be going more into the tech trades and things like that. And that reason for that is a lot of the schools that they were sending the boys out to learn various trades. Those schools sort of dropped those programs, and Father Judge High School is expanding those programs, which, and I must compliment them for doing that, because they're giving you the best of both worlds there. They're giving you the educational aspect and also some hands-on possibilities to decide what you want to be.
Yep, absolutely. So, and I'm going to contact Father Judge also, again, and maybe I can give them some internship with me.
They're very good. They're doing a wonderful job, and that is a first-class high school, as you know. And that area, you know, you can get dependable people. It's good to hear that 22 of the 25 people that you originally hired from Father Judge are still there with you. That is an indication how important your attitude is. You know, Jack, many people don't realize. They say, oh, the business is making money. They're making a profit. But most people don't realize that. You just mentioned about paying toward the employee's health insurance. That comes from what you call your profits. Paying the matching taxes to the government, that comes from your profits. So that is why we have to promote our businesses in this country so that they can continue to make a profit and be able to hire the people at a decent wage and offer them some benefits. That most people don't understand that. They hear the word profit and immediately they say, oh, they're making a profit. Look at these people. They're hogs and everything else. That's not the way it is. Running a business is an organization, whatever, requires a lot of effort. And Larkin knows that. Larkin was in the gas station. Larkin, tell us how you had to take care of your employees.
Well, I've very much felt the same way that Jack did, in that I had we were pumping 150,000 gallons of gasoline a month. I can tell you that I got up and opened that location car wash many, many, many mornings. And as hard as I thought I might have been working, I didn't pump, you know, one tenth of the gasoline that moves through there, which meant my employees were the ones who were saying hello to my customers and giving them the kind of service that brought them back. And I love hearing how kind Jack speaks of his own employees, and anybody that owns a business knows a variety of things. You know you're a business owner when you know that at least one time a month you sit up in bed at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, oh, I've got to fix that. Oh, I've got to pay that. Oh, I've got to talk to her or him. And that's business ownership, is taking your problems with you wherever you go. And, it's phenomenal what you do. You've heard it a million times, but part of what you do that has to be recognized is the way that you treat your employees. And without that, you're really nowhere, and you know that better than anybody.
No. I could say it's almost like I have five children, five great children. But in reality, you have 200 children because you're trying to take care of them and their families.
Right.
You're
an example, and I hope that everybody listening will spread the word and talk about this during your holiday get-together, because there is always positive happening in our world. You know, a lot of people in the United States, especially in our Washington leadership, they always want to look at a source of a problem and then look away. They mainly want to point the finger at something else and try in the other way, look to ignore the problem and hope it goes away. Our problems in America, our problems with difficulties, with crime and everything, means that we have to all get together and work together in a very positive way to discuss these issues openly and in a positive way. You know, Jack, sometimes I'm I'm hesitant to even turn on the news because the news only tells me bad news. I'd like to hear some positive news. I'd like to see a person like yourself highlighted more in the news. That's wonderful that you received the award. I'd like to see people going out, and I urge the press, the national press and the local press, as you well know, is not easy to give publicity to positive things unless you pay. Unless you pay. You want it? You advertise. We're promoting this November as American Made Month. Wonderful. I got dozens of calls from people who want you to sell advertising to me. I say, well, how about you put a little article, a little promo? Well, we don't want to hurt the bigger stores and our customers and all. That way, if you advertise, then we just say, oh, you took it as an advertisement. It's the same thing. All the little stores, we're trying to promote December as Small Business Month. All the little stores we're promoting, that's wonderful. We're promoting every store, but also look at the community store so they can survive and they can be, in your situation, able to pay their people, able to pay their bills, their heating, their lighting, insurance. People are not taking that into consideration. They want the money, they want everything, but do not understand how the employer has to take care of those people and earn the funds. You work hard. You love your work. I can tell in your voice, I can tell by people who have dealt with you that they are dealing with people who love the work. And that's why your employees love you. And that's why you receive the award for being one of the best at the service that you're providing. And I was at the last year, I was at the Veterans, no, 2 years ago in 2019, I was at the Veterans Parade. And we were talking about some of the people coming back from various points. This was before they came back from Afghanistan and all. And they said, you know, some of the guys came back and they were in difficult situations, but thanks to new miracle makers out there, they are able to get around, remembering in every step that they, you know, have a prosthetic leg on, but they're able to get around. And with new technology, it's getting better and better and better. So Jack, at this very special Thanksgiving time, I give you a thank you from all the veterans and all the people who have done business with you over the years. And I thank you for doing all that you did and for your great attitude. Attitude means everything. We're being swallowed up in many cases by corporations just deciding to move out of America and just bring it in as cheap as we can get it and sell it to the American people. None of those people are taking into consideration about the livelihoods of our families, the future of our country, the future of job skills. It's those kinds of things. Rich, do you have something more you would like to mention to our guest?
I want to thank again, Jack. And, you know, look, don't be a stranger. Tell us and let us know just how you're making progress. We are here to support. And I want to wish you and your family and your and everyone in your business a really blessed Thanksgiving. And as you get ready for the holidays, hey, and for Christmas, hey, look, Santa, I know you're listening out there. Stick some American-made goods in some of those stockings, all right? That's what we need to do here.
You know, Jack, as I said, December 1st, that's already next Wednesday, we'll be on the air, and I'm going to ask all our panel members. Mark Indel is unable to be with us today, but he is one that listens to the rebroadcast. And I just want to tell you, Jack, that we have an enormously positive person as part of our panel. And as December comes and we celebrate National Small Business Month, I encourage you to go to Mark Andel's store. It's posted on the front page of American Workers Radio. You can go direct to madeinamericastore.com. Mark has 100% everything made in the United States of America. You know, talking about Mark, just a minute. Mark was busy. Mark, I want you to say a few words to our very special guest, Jack LaWall. Mark.
Hello, guys. Jack, and I'm just coming on, Mike. We've got Fox Business News here live from General Welding and Made in America Stores. It just went live for the country about 4 minutes ago. So that's at Fox Business News and Hillary Vaughn, but great crew. And the next one, Mike's going to be at 1:40. But great for the Made in America movement, great for the country. And, just a big day here, Mike, and I apologize because I haven't heard the rest of your show.
Well, we have a very special guest on the show, and I'm going to ask him to tell you in 2 minutes a little bit about himself. Jack, let's hear it.
I run a business with about 225 people. I am blessed to do what I do every day. My job is to get the patients up, and I'm like a foreman. I've set them up with the physical therapy, the doctors, and we get these patients going. As I said before, a big part of my job is sometimes psychological, getting into their heads and tell them, let's go, pull your boots up, and let's get moving. We can work together. It comes from the heart. So my job is I own a factory that puts together legs, arms, braces for people who have disabilities. And we've been doing it for about 45 years. And I'm going to come out to the store. Okay.
Mark, you're meeting an angel. You really are. This guy is
wow,
the best.
Yeah. God bless him. Yeah, that's outstanding.
He's a miracle maker. You know, Mark is a miracle maker too, by the way, Jack. He started a business when things were going sour with certain Mark, you tell us a little bit about your experience.
Yeah, no, our you know, we got hit hard back in 2007, 8, 9. I lost half our business to China. Had 70 employees. Of the 70 employees, 40, 18 family members, three guys I went to kindergarten with, but we had to lay off more than half of them. But fast forward, we opened the Made in America stores, and we've got 10,000 products and support 500 privately owned American businesses, and we don't need shipping containers. So that's kind of where we're at now.
That's great. So no supply chain problems. That's what we've got to remember.
And that's why Fox Business News is here today live. We've never had a live shot. We've been blessed with a lot of different media attention, but to be live from our store is a blessing before Black Friday and the retail holiday season.
Well, as I said just a few minutes ago, I'm asking everybody to check out Mark's store. Go to the madeinamericastore.com, and there's a link right on the front page of our internet site, AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And remember, everybody, December the 1st through the 31st is National Small Business Month. I'm pleading with everybody to go out and support all of your local businesses. You know yourself, Jack, when people come in that need your services, a lot of them work for companies, are working for companies. They have to get back to some level of normalcy. And those little companies, those big companies, medium-sized company, they have to have the business from the people buying their products in order for them to pay any employee. You know, Mark, Jack has over 200 employees. He's an award-winning person in his field. He's done, I've sent people to him, so I know what it's all about. His attitude is like, Mark, his attitude is like your attitude. Always positive. Look forward. How are we going to help our fellow Americans? As we get near the end of our broadcast today, I'm going to ask everybody to tell us a little bit of a Thanksgiving greeting to our people. And we have tons of people who are out there supporting the Buy American Made campaign, who are going out of their way, who are helping us promote. We didn't get the national press, but we got people helping us promote the Made in America Month and all the things. And we're going to ask the people to go out on Black Friday and look for American Made. But I'm going to ask, we'll start off today with Larkin. What kind of a Thanksgiving wish would you like to give to all of our listeners?
Thanks, Mike. And Jack, thank you for being a guest. Mark, thanks for spreading the word. I have a special request and wish for this Thanksgiving. My wish is that everyone consider paying it forward to somebody, to some fellow human being somehow, whether you invite them to your Thanksgiving table, whether you support by giving some of the money that you've reaped to food banks and stuff like that. Pay it forward for all the bounty and advantage that we've enjoyed as a result of the fortune of our birth and the country that we live in. So happy Thanksgiving, and please find somebody in your world to pay it forward to.
Very good. Well said. Rich, we want to hear your Thanksgiving wishes. Dr. Rich. Oh, he must have shut his... Mark, tell us what you would like to wish our good listeners.
Yeah, I want to thank you, Mike, for having the show. Jack sounds like, you know, his product's changing the quality of people's life, so that's excellent. It's really basic. Treat people like you want to be treated. I want to thank our listeners and everyone. You know, enjoy the holidays. Enjoy your family. Take time. We are in the greatest country in the world, and especially our veterans. I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to all.
Very good. Jack, this is your opportunity to give a great Thanksgiving wish to all.
I just want to say God bless America. As you guys were saying, go do something special for somebody who needs it. And I think everyone should just pray for less violence we have in the city here.
Yes, you know, and we have to do something positive, give a positive example. I think a lot of people are seeing too much negativity in our news and in communities. They're hearing all the negative and not the good. There's a lot of great people in the world, a lot of good things happening, but they're not getting the publicity. It seems that bad news sells and people rush immediately to tell you the bad news, but they do not rush to tell you the good news. And with that, I would like to say thank you to everybody that's supporting our November American Made Month. It goes on for the next few days. Please go out and support Black Friday. Look for American Made labels. Go out and on Small Business Saturday, support the businesses. And remember that next Wednesday is the beginning of December as National Small Business Month. I'd like to take this opportunity on behalf of all of us in the Blihash family and all of us here at American Workers Radio to wish our listeners a very special and happy Thanksgiving. Kindly spread the word about all of our efforts and let people know that they can tune into the broadcast and rebroadcast simply by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Until this Saturday at 11 or next Wednesday at 11, I want to wish you and yours the very best. Once again, Jack LaWall, thank you for giving us a little bit about what it takes to make miracles happen. Until we meet again, may God bless you and may God bless America.
Have a great day, guys, and a happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, guys.